Adam Bray is the author, along with writer Wyndham, of Ultimate Star Wars, published by DK. He spoke with Amanda Hunnickfort. You can hear more of this interview on willnews.org. It's Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. OPEC oil ministers today agreed to keep their output target at 30 million barrels of oil a day. The decision had been expected after Iran and Saudi Arabia went into a meeting of the 12-nation cartel, declaring they would not cede authority to the organization over how much oil they could sell. OPEC has formally maintained the target for the past 7 meetings, but has been producing more than a million barrels more a day over the target figure. The Labor Department today says that U.S. employers added 280,000 jobs in May, but the unemployment rate ticked up to 5.5% from 5.4% in April. Construction firms and the healthcare industry drove the job growth, while cheaper oil prices led the energy sector to shed workers for the 5th straight month. The International Monetary Fund says that the U.S. Federal Reserve should delay a rate hike until the first half of 2016, until there are signs of a pickup in wages and inflation. The fund's report comes amid signs that some rate setters at the U.S. Central Bank are also pushing for rate hikes to be delayed. The IMF forecasts that the Fed's favored measure of inflation, the personal consumption expenditures reading, to hit the central bank's 2% target only in mid-2017. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,845, is down 60 points. The NASDAQ, 5,033, down 25. The S&P 500, 2,089, down almost 7 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good Friday morning, Drew.
Good Friday morning indeed. It is a pretty day out there. The temperature is really warm at this hour, running in the upper 60s and 70s across the lower parts of the Midwest. I should say lower 70s. Anyway, it's very humid in some locations, so we don't have a lot of rainfall on the charts at the moment, but we'll see that change as we go forward through the weekend. I thought it would be interesting to take a step back and look at the precipitation pattern that has occurred during this work week. The majority of the precipitation has been focused on the southwestern part of the Corn Belt and maybe up in the far upper parts of the region. There's been some very heavy rain, repetitive thunderstorm activity in southeastern Nebraska, northeastern Kansas, northwestern Missouri this week. Some of those areas have seen anywhere from 2 to 6 inches, some local totals getting upwards to 8 inches. And the big concern is perhaps some of the soybean crop and that has not been planted in some of that region is going to end up not getting planted because it's getting so late. They still have a few days more of thunderstorm activity to occur out that way. Most areas east of the Mississippi River, though, have been relatively dry this week, as you know. There's not a lot of precipitation occurring at the moment, and we're not expecting a great deal until we get to the early part of next week. There will be a few random showers, though, this weekend. I don't want to make it sound like it's going to be just absolutely pristine, because that won't be the case. But the showers that do pop up over the weekend are going to be very brief and light and will not disrupt farming activity in a significant manner. We still have some areas in the Ohio River Valley that are running a little low on moisture, at least relative to what's been falling in recent weeks, and we're not going to see that change much over the next few days. It will stay relatively drier biased. In fact, most of the showers that I just mentioned for the eastern Midwest as we go forward through this weekend will be very brief and light. And with temperatures running in the 80s, it'll be very difficult for us to get any kind of a net increase in soil moisture to occur in any of that region. Now, that might change a little bit as we get into the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday period. At that time, we'll have a frontal boundary that'll work its way through the Midwest. Portions of Missouri and Illinois will start picking up on some rain on Sunday, and that will shift further to the east into Indiana and parts of Michigan and Ohio, and eventually even into Kentucky as we get out towards Monday and early Tuesday. The precipitation with that event could be locally great in a few spots. And I think a lot of areas will end up with 3/10 of an inch to 8/10 of an inch. Will be some localized amounts that will get over an inch. It'll be a welcome rain for that immediate Ohio River Valley area that has been a little low on moisture recently. In the meantime, we might see a little break in all that excessive moisture out there in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt and maybe a chance for some improvement out there. But it's not going to be dry in those areas for very long. There's more rain coming up a little later next week that will likely prevent that soybean planting from being completed, as I mentioned previously. The temperatures are going to be pleasant all the way through the weekend. In fact, for a big part of the next week, we'll see a lot of 80-degree highs coming up. This weekend may not be quite that warm. We'll see highs running mostly in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And as we get out towards the Sunday through Wednesday period, I think everybody will be in the 80s. And we'll see good drying conditions in between what little rain will fall. And some areas will firm up more significantly than others. But remember, we've got that frontal system and the rain coming across the Midwest there Sunday through Tuesday that will help to limit any drying that does occur across parts of our region. Our low temperatures at night are likely to fall back into mostly 50s and 60s, and the 50s are going to be up there across the northern parts of the Great Lakes region, so mostly 60s in the lower Midwest. Might even a couple mornings there where temperatures may stay up around 70 degrees, but we won't be that warm for very long. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. Dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers, by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter July wheat, 543 and a half, up 2 1/4. September, 554 and a quarter, up 2 1/4. Soft July, 524 and a quarter, up a half. September, 529 and 3/4, up a half. July corn, 364 and a half, up 1. September, 371 and a quarter, up 1. December, 381 and 3/4, up 3/4. July soybeans, 945, down 1 3/4. September, 924 and a quarter, down 1 1/2. November, 921, down 3. July soybean meal, 306.60, up 90. July soybean oil, 34.77, up 24. June live cattle, 153.50, up 27.5. August feeders, 223, up 42.5. And June lean hogs are 82.17.5, and they are down 2.5 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
I suppose as much as anything that we could talk about this morning would be the dollar.
Yeah, the dollar's made a nice rally here. It was down lower overnight, and the employment numbers came out, and they were surprisingly high. And, I mean, high as far as the number of employed for the month. And the dollar's made a big rebound here. It's up about 120 or something like that right now. So I think that's kind of hurt the commodities. But we're, as we speak here, we're kind of, as you just gave, corn's back on the positive side and wheat's back on the positive side. So I guess one of the things from yesterday, I think that we had some pretty negative export numbers there, especially on the new crop corn sales, about 26% lower than what we sold a year ago at this time. But yet we seem to be able to battle back through that. And I think it kind of boils down to the fact that the funds are so short here. We got a little bit of short covering rally, and we're starting to see some talk about, you know, weather isn't perfect everywhere in the world. And this El Nino situation with the palm oil and some of that is kind of starting to enter into the conversation.
So how much faith do you want to put in the technicals that we've seen this week?
Well, I think we've got the weekly charts certainly look good here. We've actually getting real close, and I don't have that chart right here in front of me, but we're on the bean retracement, we're about back, I think about halfway back from our drop. I think we've got some potential upside yet, but I think it's limited. I guess I think there's limited upside here, mainly based on some short covering, and we have to be prepared to take advantage of that if we need to get some marketing done here.
I suppose we do have to put some attention on next week's WASDE report.
Yeah, next week, Wednesday, we have the WASDE report out. You know, the oil has been leading, the oil and wheat's kind of been leading the market here, the soybean oil. The problem with, you know, if we're crushing for oil, the problem is we've got to get rid of. And I think that's the thing that kind of limits it upside on the beans as well from a fundamental standpoint. It's going to be interesting to see how China does. I saw this morning where China in April took 65% of our DDG exports. You know, will they back off that and maybe start taking a little bit more meal or not? That's something to keep an eye on, I think.
And the other big news coming down the pike is at the end of the month.
Yeah, I think what we do, but I just had somebody ask me this morning, well, you know, can beans react if we have higher bean acres mm-hmm. and what people think at the end of the month? And I said, well, it depends on what we do between now and then. If we get some of this fund short position off between now and then, and we have a big acreage number, I think it could still be bearish. But if we're sitting here like we are right now, I'm not sure who sells the market.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. July corn, 364 and a quarter, up three quarters. September, 371, up three quarters. December, 381 and a half, up a half. July soybeans, 946, down a half. August is 933 and a quarter, down one and a quarter. September, 924 and a half, down one and a quarter. And November soybeans are 922 and a quarter, they're down one and three quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.